This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra, and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, it was definitely a day of consolidation right after the steep fall that we saw in yesterday's trading session. Mm-hmm. What was the trade like during the whole trading day, and also what's the big outlook now?
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, it was a day of consolidation for D Street after a steep fall that we saw in the previous trading session. One Sensex was down by more than 800 points. In fact, for today, Sensex was down by more than 80 points, while Nifty 50 held on to crucial support of 11,800. In fact, it just closed a tad below this level. Now, tracking the momentum, more than 200 stocks hit a fresh 52-week low on the BSE. That include names like Gillette India, Hero Motor Corp, L&T, LIC Housing Finance, HBCL, Canara Bank, DCB Bank, among others. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex closed 82 points lower at 40,281, while the Nifty 50 fell 31 points to close at 11,797. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in realty, telecom, IT, and metal stocks, while profit taking was witnessed in energy, oil and gas, healthcare, consumer durables, and auto indices. Now, broader markets did underperform as mid-cap index was down by 0.44%, while the small cap index was down by 0.45%. Now, markets are actually moving largely based on global cues, and the Trump-Modi meet also failed to revive investor sentiment. In fact, the market is likely to remain volatile ahead of the February F&O expiry, as well as December quarter GDP data later due in this week. And that's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, the Indian market has actually wiped out gains made so far in the year 2020, and investors are advised to remain neutral as it is trading near the crucial support levels, which could trigger a technical bounce back. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like SBI, JSW Steel, Tata Steel, as well as TCS. While in terms of losers, Eicher Motors, Gail India, Hindalco, and Dr. Reddy's were the top Nifty losers.
Right. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, could you also help us really understand how was the action in sectors, in the various sectors of the economy, and also in terms of specific stocks, where was the maximum volume spike seen?
Right. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the realty index, which was up 1.04%, followed by the telecom index that was up 0.87%, and the IT index closed 0.57% higher. Now, selling pressure was seen in energy index that fell 1.6%, followed by the oil and gas index that was down 1.1%, and the healthcare index closed with losses of 1.1% as well. Now, volume spike of 100 to 300% was seen in stocks like Tech Mahindra, IGL, Siemens, Bata India, NTPC, TVS Motors, IOC, Power Grid, and Interglobe Aviation. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Tech Mahindra, IGL, ICICI Bank, as well as IOC, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Bata India, Power Grid, DV's Laboratories, and Bajaj Auto.
Right. Now, there were other stocks as well that were in action today on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Biocon first. Now, the share prices over here fell about 3% after detailed observations were issued for its Bengaluru unit by the US health regulator. Now, Shilpa Medicare share prices jumped 5% after the board approved the sale of its biological unit. Apart from this, Navin Fluorine International share prices surged 20% in trade today after the company bagged a multi-year contract from a global firm. Now, shares of IRB Infrastructure Developers also gained about 4% after IRB Infrastructure Trust received first tranche of investment from GIC affiliates. Now, also shares of Ashok Leyland ended about 5% lower as they also saw highest volume in the last 13 sessions. Apart from this, Kshitij, could you also help us understand how are the technicals placed right now and what are the crucial levels to watch out for?
Well, in terms of technicals, actually, in fact, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts for the third consecutive day in a row. In fact, bulls have put a tough fight around 11,800 levels, and critical support is placed at 11,783 and 11,740 levels. Now, there seems to be a multiple support emerging on the downside at every 50 points decline. And in case if Nifty fails to hold on to that 11,749, then it can actually head towards this 200-day simple moving average, which is placed around about 11. 11,684. Now, in case we breach this level, then the trend will actually become negative on the long-term charts as well. Now, strength is expected to come if Nifty manages to close above 11,900 in the next couple of trading sessions, which then can pave the way for sideways consolidations. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. Now, traders are advised to remain neutral and focus on stock-specific opportunities. Now, three levels to watch out for on Wednesday trading session would be 11,779 and 11,750 on the downside. On the high side, 11,883 and 11,900 levels are your crucial resistance level to watch out for.
Right. Thanks a lot, Denshitish, for sharing all these important levels to watch out for and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt from here on. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.